Hey, Tim.
Thank you very much and good morning. It's nice to see you again after the indeed very nice reception yesterday, for which we thank Switzerland. So you may have heard that 2 weeks ago, the World Meteorological Organization has released its the first European State of Climate report, to which several UN agencies, including WHO and UNICEF, have contributed to. And this report has really shown that actually the European region is one of the most affected by climate change. Actually, the European region has had the biggest temperature increase and is the fastest heating up region worldwide. This manifests itself, obviously, as Luca said, in increased extreme weather events, which have led to hundreds of fatalities, have affected millions of people, and caused economic damages exceeding 50 billion in the year 2021 alone. And about 84% of these events were floods or storms. So it shows that indeed most of the disasters are water-related disasters. That's why it is very good and useful that the protocol now is going to focus in its work again more on climate change. And the area 7 includes so many activities as just presented by Luca. Also now, ongoing is still in Sharm el-Sheikh, the COP27, the United Nations Climate Change Conference. And Egypt, as a host country, has actually prioritized water and has organized a water day dealing both with general water issues and wash issues. And the negotiations are still ongoing, as many of you know, for example, on whether fresh water issues will also be included into the outcome documents of the conference. We really hope that this will happen and that your delegation will also support this. And this is important because, as we all know, climate change is so high on the national agendas. And there is also a lot of funding available. And that's why it is important that we, as water community and also health community, actually make the link with climate change and submit, for example, projects to the climate funds, etc. Another point is that the main implementation of the Paris Agreement happens through the nationally determined contributions, NDC. And again, UNFCCC has published an update on the NDC submitted just a few weeks ago. And it says clear that in the adaptation component of the NDCs, actually 85% of them at the global level include fresh water as a priority. And this is the highest priority in the NDCs. Showing again how important water is for climate change adaptation. And health actually follows as second or third priority almost right afterwards. And also very interestingly, even if we look at the mitigation part of it, we can see that at least 27% of the NDCs also include wastewater issues and the need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from wastewater into their NDCs. And why am I saying all this? Because the NDCs are so important, and most of the climate funds actually basically base their funding on the NDCs of the country. So that's why I think it's very important to make linkages between our water and health related work and between the protocol work and on those climate documents. And in a way, actually, the NDCs follow a similar logic as the target setting process under the protocol. Because the countries are asked to develop targets according to their national situation and then to regularly update them. So this clarifies that there could be close linkages between protocol targets and NDCs. And actually, some protocol targets could be reflected, or at least there could be linkages made somehow with the NDCs of the countries. So I believe, obviously, one challenge is that often the water and health communities are separate from the climate change communities. But I would encourage you to talk to your national climate change colleagues, to look, actually have a look at your national NDC or an adaptation, national adaptation plan, to see if water or health issues are already included, and if not, to make sure that in the next round of the NDCs, which will happen in the next 2-3 years, that to make sure that at this moment water and health issues are included. And possibly indeed use some of the protocol work and protocol targets even in this. Because, as I say, in the end, this can actually help to better implement water and health-related policies, projects, and priorities on the ground. So thank you very much. We believe that actually in the future, 3 years under the protocol, it is planned to do also some further work in this sense. to also make linkage between those global processes and more practical capacity building activities and guidance development, which are also foreseen under Program Area 7. Thank you.